Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just wanted to share some insights into the energies of November and provide to those who listen to these audios with some kind of, you can call it guidance or intuitive insights into what will be beneficial for us to work in this month of November and what are the energies in which we are going to be immersed in this month. So the first two messages that came for the persons listening to this audio is that this month we are going to be able to harness and to access more of our extrasensorial senses of perception, which are clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and the capacity of receiving insights by means of feeling, our feeling nature. These deeper capacities that are going to be emerging, we are invited to share the goodness of our deeper capacity to tune in energetically and spiritually and intuitively, to share this with the rest of people, with the community, with the collective. So there is an invitation to become more generous in terms of putting in service for the highest good of all your new clairvoyance, your new clairsentience, your new clairaudience, your new intuitive insights that you are going to be accessing at a deeper and deeper level. There is also a sense that we are going to be unlocking experiences from past lives, maybe connected with Atlantis, and there were some blockages that, you know, happened to us that disconnected us from the capacity to go deeper into our intuitive senses of perception. And we are going to be able to conquer these renewed senses of perception because we are going to be clearing these blockages. But at the same time that we are doing this, old memories, you know, of pain and trauma or self-sabotaging or negative programming in relation to our intuitive senses could come up for us to clear. So even though, you know, we could be at the end of the month, we could be accessing a deeper intuition or deeper refining our inner senses of perception, maybe throughout the month we feel, you know, unclarity, confusion and doubt because we are facing memories and blockages and resistance precisely related to these intuitive skills that we used to have and that somehow got minimized or blocked to a certain degree. So remember, when you feel, you know, like you are in confusion and doubt in relation to your senses of perception and your intuition, maybe it is time to start working to clear these memories and these blockages and to reclaim your intuitive senses of perception at a greater level of capacity and depth. The other big message for the month of November is to really open up to the infinite. We are infinite beings. So this invitation is to open up to the recognition that you are an infinite being with infinite love and infinite light, and to open up throughout your day and step into the infinite field of all possibilities, and to stop feeling constricted and bogged down and put in a cage or in a box or in a category. I am jobless, I am homeless, I am jabbed, I am not jabbed, I am this or I am that. No, you are none of it, and you could be all of it. You are infinite. So step into your infinite self, step into the infinite field of all possibilities, and from that field, make your choices, act, behave, access your intuition, establish a stronger relation with the infinite, your infinite nature and the infinite as an absolute reality. All of this is to be put in service of the greater good of all. So there is a strong invitation in this month to be of service, to help others who may not be so lucky than you, who may not be so insightful or so intuitive yet, but you can maybe help people who are in confusion and maybe doubt, and maybe you can show them the way to access for themselves their own intuitive nature. There is a greater possibility this month to be reconnecting with Source and reigniting our spiritual life in a new and deeper manner. There's been a lot of disconnection in the previous month. At least I have been experiencing this. So maybe now we are in a better place in terms of all the healing and clearing that is happening in the collective and in the earth. And this month there is a greater possibility for us to reconnect spiritually at a deeper level. We are always connected, but you know, we may go through waves in which we feel a little bit more numb spiritually. And this month there is a possibility of, you know, breakthroughs and having a deeper connection. But there is also an invitation to work with trauma, blockages, resistance, and sabotaging and self-sabotaging. Also, we are going through a lesson, if you want to see it as a lesson or a possibility or an invitation to work with our ideas. We have been exposed to dark, you know, dark ideas, the dark mental field in the previous months. And now we need to do some work with our mental field and clear all the ideas that have been, whether we have been receiving programming, whether we are connecting with, you know, old ideas that have been embedded in us since, you know, we were child or since even past lives, ideas that came from the matrix. We need to work with our ideas and to polish them and to clear them and to refine them. And this is why it is very beneficial to open up to the field of the infinite so that we can really shift our mental field and open up to more possibilities. We can be happier. We can be greater. We can have greater insights, greater intuition. We can tap into this greatness of the infinite field. We are infinite. So we can step up in our mental field. We can clear the cobwebs. We can clear in our inner landscape all the programming, the writing in the walls that are limiting, that are self-sabotaging or sabotaging. So it's time to clear the mind, the higher mind. Go inside into your brain, visualize that you are cleaning, you know, all the negative ideas that are not beneficial. We are moving from a dark mental field through shaping again our ideas into a more luminous mental field. But we need to work with the ideas that we are holding for us, the ideas that we have for the world, the ideas that we have for the future, the ideas that we have about ourselves and our friends and our business and our health and everything. We need to change, review all of these ideas and change them in the light of this infinite self that we are. We are infinite light and infinite love. So let's shift the mental field through this perspective of our infinite light and our infinite love. So allow all the clearing of all the negative words, the negative ideas, the negative program to be washed away and replace all this by a very positive or more realistic mindset. And when I'm using realistic, I'm using it in terms of the real ideas that will really support you, the real you, and with all your radiance, with all your power, with all your capacities, that these are the real ideas, that yes, you can, that you have access to infinite possibilities because you are an infinite being. So of course you have infinite possibilities of growing, evolving, of becoming more healthier, more happy, more radiant, more joyful, and everything that you want. So you have access to this infinite field of possibilities, but you need to interact with this field with a very healthy mental body and a healthy mental field, so that your ideas will be in congruence and coherence with the truth of your infinite nature. Basically, I think this was all the message that I wanted to transmit. So wishing you happy November. Oh, I forgot, important. There is also an energy of judgment that is going to, you know, to take a more dominant space in some days of the month of November. This can be because maybe there are tribunals and judgments that are going to take place in the collective. There are, you know, people taking to trial the governments and the authorities for what they consider is a very unfair and, you know, even, you know, human genocide in relation to what you already know, which I'm not going to mention. So there are big tribunals that and big judgments that are going to take place or maybe start taking place perhaps in this month of November. But this energy of judgment is also about, on a personal level, inviting us to soften our judgments towards other people, towards ourselves. We could be facing judgments from others. This could be also a message about karma, about, you know, the causes and conditions of previous actions that we may have done. But bring your compassion to whatever is rising up in your reality that is connected to judgment. Your self-love, your love for others, and remember your infinite nature when it comes to judgment. So I hope all this information helps you and helps you, you know, douse or heal or, you know, meditate around these themes for the month of November. Sending you many blessings. Bye.